Say there is a Kadim Nashaburi, right? You've done very well in every course. That's impressive.
Thanks so much. I spent the first 3 years in my hometown, Nashabur, 2 years in Khan School in Mashhad after that, and another two in Kamali School in Yazd. And now, as you can see...
Right. That's an honour. It says that you've studied in Manzoor, maybe with Mr. Sadat, right? Excellent. Well done.
And now, as you can see, I'm here in Tehran to learn about Islamic ethics from Mr. Rahim, hopefully.
Look at all this stuff. You can fill a whole truck up with them. Why is it so heavy? You must have forgotten to empty it. Oh, my back's hurting. I can't breathe. Let's put it down.
Sayed, dear.
Put it down.
I made
faint.
You tea. Will you come get it? Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
Tifa, darling, come inside. You'll catch cold.
I'm helping Dad.
Cut it out. Stop festering the poor fish. You'll kill them, for goodness sake. There are only four people, but they've brought enough stuff with them for the whole neighborhood. Oh, I don't understand this.
Don't you love your friendly landlady? Looks like they provide music here too.
Are you sure this is the right place for us? Hello, sir.
Hello, Teresa. You seem to be in a rush. Where are you going?
Nowhere special. Doing the paperwork for my tuition transfer.
Oh, haven't you sorted that out yet?
Thankfully, I've done a few things about it. They say it's going to take about a month.
Master Rahim's classes won't be taking much of your time. If you're interested, you could teach too. Of course, only the introductory courses for now.
Thank you, sir, but it'll be a while before I'm fit to teach. I'll just be a student.
Well, they're not mutually exclusive.
Truth is, if you don't mind, I don't want to pass up the chance to learn more now.
No one buys books nowadays. People hardly read newspapers, let alone books, and much less a rare book like the one you're looking for. Sad, but it's true. It's like the oldest book on the planet. Now, what did you say its title is?
Ethics, sir. On the theories of ethics.
Really? Ethics? Ethics? Keep looking up there, then. You may find it there.
Would you like to buy your horoscope?
No.
Your horoscope, sir? Your horoscope, man? Ma'am? Will you buy your horoscope, please?
No.
Ma'am, please? Would you like to know your horoscope, sir?
I went to the bank and put the security deposit in the landlady's account. You know, she's saving up for a Hajj pilgrimage. I also went to an eye doctor near here to make an appointment, but they told me he'd be able to see you in 4 months. Tafer School's very close to us. Headmistress is a very nice woman. They wouldn't enroll her since it's already 3 months into the school year and all, but when she found out about you, she didn't turn us away. I'm going to ask you to do something. I want you to promise. You will?
Your wish is my command.
And go to the bazaar tomorrow and get you a new frock.
But I don't need a new frock.
The other frock is worn out. It's not befitting for you to wear it here in Tehran. Don't worry about the cost.
Ah! Oh,
did I hurt you?
Ah!
Oh, let me see. I'm really sorry.
No, it's okay. I'm all right. I'm all right.
I don't know why, but my eyes play tricks on me sometimes, and I get this throbbing sensation in my fingertips. What if it's some incurable disease or something, Reza?
What are you talking about, Zara Sadat? It's all caused by fatigue. You've tired yourself out since we moved here. That's it.
Hey, Reza. How have you been?
Hello, sir. Fine, thank you very much.
May Allah accept your prayers. I wanted to inform you that Mr. Rahim's classes will start here as of next week. We went to great lengths to convince him to hold his ethics classes in our school.
Allah's praise upon you.
Therefore, we should all try for his classes to go ahead on schedule. And for that to happen, the students must try not to miss any of them. You understand what I mean?
Yes, of course.
Well, there goes the adhan. Remember me in your prayers, please.
Dinner was about to burn. I made macaroni for Atefa. It'll be over in a minute, darling. Yeah, put your arm through it. Good. Ah, what a beautiful school uniform. Let me see. Stand still, darling. Oh. Amir, dear, Dad needs to study.
No, he's no trouble. He's here to take a look at Dad's books, aren't you, buddy? Come here, come here. Zara said that? I think he's pooped his diaper.
Okay, we'll be there in a sec. Come to Mommy, baby. Let's change your diaper. Come here. Mommy, where did you go again? I'll come back in a minute, darling. I have to change your little brother's diaper. He'll get a rash. I'm tired.
Zara Sadat, dear, if you can, have a word with the landlady. Tell her to act her age.
It's not her listening to music. She doesn't live alone. There's another girl. I think it's her granddaughter. Why she hides it from others, heaven knows. The mirror's spanking clean now. It smells like a flower. See it, dear? Will you turn off the gas in the kitchen? The food's going to burn.
Zara Sadat, dear, what did you tell me to do when I was performing ablutions?
Nothing important.
How about we go to the rug market after we pick up your new frock and turban? There's a Haj Masood there. Very nice guy. I've known him a long time. He can help.
No rush.
I mean,
it'll be a while
selling the rug.
It's ready.
You see, I was trying to ingratiate myself with Ami Ali's mother, so she'd find me a wife. I don't know why, but people won't marry their daughters as seminary students. Unless you luck out big time. Like our schoolmate, Heidi Deshaies, married a jewelry mogul's daughter. Look, I'm only trying to make the best of both worlds here. Yeah, you can laugh. Why not? You've never been lonely. Driving a pickup truck, going to school during the day, and then spending the whole night battling with the devil. You know what I'm saying?
Please, go ahead.
Come see.
Gorgeous.
It must be very beautiful.
What is it, darling? Such a nice girl, isn't she? Tessa, darling, come take these back. Come on, darling, take these plates, and I'll bring the rice. Mommy, hold. Hold on a minute, it's company. Go now. Now let's feed the little buddy here. Here you go, baby. Yum, yum, yum. Delicious, isn't it, little guy?
Mommy, Mommy.
Hello there, gorgeous. Why don't you come in? Have you eaten yet?
No, I didn't.
Aren't you going to tell me your name? Let's play a game. Whoever says their name first wins.
Atafe.
I am Aida.
And so, then, before you could say Jack Robinson...
Also Lethal.
It'll be Sunday night.
Mommy, will you take me there, please? Where, darling?
Hashem.
The amusement park. It's full of toys.
You will see me again.
If Atessa becomes top student in her school, we'll take her to the amusement park.
Mommy, I'm hungry. When are we going to have dinner?
Atessa, dear, here, eat this while I prepare dinner. This small one's for Amir. Yeah, this is for you. Cold here, and you're not looking after your health at all.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. With all your chores, how do you make time for this?
Darling, your pullover's worn out too. Hopefully I'll go get some wool and knot you a new one. Ouch.
What's wrong?
Nothing. Like I said, my vision gets blurred sometimes.
Let me see your hand.
It's nothing important. It's just a nick. You should be studying. I'll take care of it myself.
Emma, darling, come take the tablecloth to the kitchen.
What
Nothing wrong with the bus, and it's because you're watching TV at the same time. Now, let me see what's going on here. Where is it, darling? It's very cold today. Don't forget to wear your fuzzy. Hurry up, we're late, darling. Late already. Let's go. Look at you, sir. Tirani Seminary student.
You're not writing a letter. Whatever you want to say is, say it to me. Come on, go back in.
Look, I'll take her with me. I'll take care of her.
But she's going to bother you. She's
Oh, no, she's no trouble. She's good company. Do you want
Actually,
me to get you
yes,
something while I'm
out? Get me some herbs if you come across
you
any.
You got it.
Much
you got
love.
It.
Don't take it the wrong way, but if you could possibly take off that turban, I might find some work today.
Okay, for sure, but... do me a favor and stop working for a couple of hours so we can make it to the first session on time.
Yeah, that's strange coming from you. Earning an halal living is equal to jihad. You must have read Sheikh Ansari's book on that, haven't you?
Okay, here. Are you pleased now? Looks like from all the debate and discussions we've been having for the past while, I think most of all you've mastered the parts on how to make a living.
Absolutely, precisely. Looks like God's created me to be a pickup driver, but my dad wanted to see me in this attire, so I did it, because I didn't want to break his heart, and I'm planning on becoming a march ahead. These introductory courses we're taking now will do as far as I'm concerned.
Stop, pull over, good to be carried.
And here comes today's manna from heaven.
Sayed Raza, where have you been?
Hello, sir.
Hello to you. Looks like you forgot everything I told you about this class.
It's not like that, sir. Please don't say that. Something came up.
Today's session is over anyway. Hope to see you in the next. Now, if you'll excuse me.
No need to hurry, man. Thanks to you. We missed the first session.
What do you expect me to do? The poor man needed our help. He didn't even know the address. It wouldn't have been right to ignore him. Besides, the first session is introductory stuff, which you already know.
Hello there.
Hi there. Sheikh Hadi Deshay. How are you? Look at him. He's the same Sheikh who married the gold mogul's daughter. You remember him, right?
And good night. Just slumber so deep. Close your eyes now and rest. May your slumber be blessed. Go to sleep now and rest. May these hours be. Brisa, dear. I don't know why, but my legs have gone numb. Could you please bring a tefa, a glass of water? I don't know what's wrong with me.
We're just tired, darling. Get some rest. You'll be all right.
Here, darling, drink some. Hello. Tiff is asleep too. She's like me. She wakes up in the middle of the night, all thirsty, asking for a glass of water and a song.
Zara Sadat, are you all right, dear?
It's nothing. Yeah, I'm all right. My legs have no strength, like my late grandmother's. I can't move them. I'll get some sleep, maybe I'll be all right tomorrow. Good night, dear.
Where's your friend? Please move your car. The ambulance
right away,
will be
sir.
Here
right away,
minute.
Sir.
I don't
please
want
any trouble. Can we take this patient in
take
first?
Take him to the other side of the phone booth.
Okay, but we brought a patient too. That makes my car an ambulance.
How could this jalopy ever be considered an ambulance? Come on, I don't
okay,
want
you
any
guys
trouble.
Go inside. I'll park the car and find you. Right away, sir.
Move it.
Where shall I take it?
To the other side of the phone
you
booth.
You got it.
How are you? Feeling better?
No, it's still painful.
Has it hurt a lot?
Yes, a lot.
Bear with it. The shot they just gave me will take effect in a minute.
Hello, ma'am.
What's the matter?
I don't know what to say, really. She's been complaining about blurry vision and tingling fingertips for a couple of days. She works a lot around the house. And this evening, her legs went numb all of a sudden. My guess is it's too much work.
How long's it been?
It's been only a few months.
She's saying it's been a few months. Why did you say a few days? Hmm? Does she have health care?
She does.
Look here.
Nurse, nurse.
Are your legs numb too?
Yes, doctor.
Where?
All over.
Do you feel anything here?
No.
How about here?
No.
Here?
A little.
Has your vision become blurry?
Yes.
My condolences, I'm sorry.
So, your other leg feels the same, correct? Do you have a tingling sensation?
Hello? Is anyone there? Hello?
Reza, dear, please can you take me home? It's nothing serious. I'll be all right by the morning. I'm scared of this place.
Hello.
Test prescription?
Yes, here it is.
On the test. Do you have any pain?
No, doctor. Can I go home?
Then why did you come here? You have to wait till morning till your test results are ready and a specialist sees it. Then I'll have them give you a sedative so she can rest. You stay with her. She
I'm
going to
have
help.
To take off if you don't mind, doctor. Our kids are home alone.
It's up to you. But get back quick. We may need you. Ma'am, I'll be in my room. Call me if I'm needed.
Sure, doctor.
We need more parking signs.
Wake up. The sun's up. How long are you going to sleep? Come on. Come on, wake up. Where's Auntie Zara?
Darling, you're late for school. Turn off the TV. Where's your mother's prayer shadow?
In the wardrobe in the other room.
That's it for darling. What did I tell you to do? Turn it off. Hurry up. You're late for school. Did you pick up your books?
Yes, Daddy.
Sweetheart, you're watching TV again. Sit down, baby. Sit down. You used to listen. Hurry up now. Move it. Come. Come. Move. Move.
Go back in. There's no school today, my dear.
Chop, chop, sweetheart. Good morning, Mum.
Good morning. Have you fed the poor wretches?
Breakfast. Oh, breakfast.
She's away one day and the whole place is falling apart. Here, put this in your bag. Eat it later. You didn't do your buttons up right, too.
Auntie Zara takes me to school.
But not today. She will come back tomorrow. And you, Syed Reza, bring your wife back home today. Don't let them keep her at the hospital.
Certainly, Mum. But could you do me a favor and take care of the little one while I go to the hospital for a while? They won't let him in, you see.
Are you kidding me? My knees are killing me. I can't take care of a baby.
My knees don't hurt much.
Excuse me. Ya Allah.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Please forgive me.
She's just gone to sleep. Poor thing missed her children. She kept talking about them. Are you her husband?
Yes, yes. I hope you get well quickly.
Thank you.
Hello, darling. You feeling any better?
Thank heavens. Reza?
Yes, dear.
Take me home. Kids are alone. They need me.
Sure. But first we need to see what your doctor has to say.
Hey, what are you doing here?
Hello, ma'am.
I said, what are you doing here? This is the woman's ward. Please get out.
Reza's my husband.
He's only your husband's, not everybody else's. Please leave the room. Visiting hours only. Pull up your sleeve.
Please forgive me. Excuse me. I brought my wife to the emergency ward last night. They ran a test on her, but no diagnosis. We've been told a specialist will have to examine her.
You're too shy to look at me, but you don't mind barging into a room full of sick women.
You're right, but it was unintentional. And I apologize for it.
Dr. Tosifian has been assigned to your wife.
There she is.
She examined her in the morning and you can ask her what the diagnosis is.
Do remember, as prospective nurses, always remember such patients need special care.
Hello, Doctor.
Hello.
I'm Mrs. Mouini's husband.
Miss Mouini?
Zara Sadat Mouini.
Which room?
She's in 403. They said you examined her.
Oh, that young lady we think might have MS. Is she your wife?
MS?
A patient thought you have MS. Must be interesting to you. Let's all go and see her. MS is more prevalent among women, especially young women. Every patient shows their own specific symptoms. What does that mean? It means both the symptoms and the course the illness takes can differ from patient to patient. Apparently, This patient has been having double vision for months, followed by numbness in her legs and fingers. But she and her family didn't take it seriously. They think it's fatigue, while in fact it's the first onset. A mild attack. This went on until last night, and that's when she had another attack. The symptoms are textbook. You can't keep your balance. You feel weak. You can't see well. But for an exact diagnosis, you need to do an MRI on the spine. And after that, will we know exactly what we're dealing with.
Sorry, Doctor.
Yes?
The things you just said. I mean what you said about Zara Sadat. What do you mean?
Your wife may have been diagnosed with MS, though we need to do an MRI on her to make sure.
Right. You see, I don't really know much about medicine at all. What exactly is MS?
Multiple sclerosis is a serious disease that affects the nerves and can lead to paralysis. We're not sure about your wife's condition yet. She's going to have to be with us for a couple of days. Hopefully, it's nothing serious. Please get me the X-ray for room 402. Give her a sedative, too. That lady over there. Take special care of her. She's an acquaintance of Dr. Sully Yan's.
Yes, Doctor. What do you do for a living?
I'm a seminary student.
A mullah?
No, not quite yet. I'm a student. Still studying.
Same difference. Eventually you'll become a mullah.
Sorry. The doctor said Zara Sadat was going to be paralyzed. I mean, what am I supposed to do? What about Amir Ali?
Is that your son?
Nurse! Nurse! Zara, where are you going? What are you doing?
How did you leave your bed, Zara Sadat?
Please take me back home. I don't...
Yes,
don't leave me here.
Reza,
dear, please, in the name of God. Please.
No, I won't.
What are you talking about?
Reza, please, I beg you.
Stand aside. Come on.
Take me home. Take me home, Reza. Don't leave me here. I want to die in my own home. Please. Please.
Leave
home. No, Doc. Don't go, Reza, please.
It's nothing, dear. Just calm down now.
Please.
Calm down.
No.
Hello, Saeed.
Hello.
She's better.
Thankfully. Pray for her, man. Pray for her.
That's what I'm good at, bro. Praying and buying canned fruit. Hey? Hey, Saeed, they're calling your name. You're famous.
Is she the only one?
No, I have two kids, too.
Well, heaven only knows what you've done to this woman.
Excuse me?
Get these from the pharmacy outside.
Can I please see her for a few minutes?
They've taken her to the MRI room. Poor thing's been ill for months. What were you doing all along?
I'm sorry, man.
Let's go.
Her drugs are very expensive.
Man, how long are you going to stand on ceremony with me, Razor? I've had it up to here with you. Stop it. But luckily for you, business was particularly good yesterday. Here, take it all.
I'm so grateful.